This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I'm going to go to break here in about 5 minutes, join some stations, and go right to your phone calls on the weapons platform the Chinese have put over the United States. But, man, is Tucker Carlson just knocking it out of the park. He had Catherine Austin Fitz on, who's one of the high-level Clinton officials in the federal government over housing, exposing the central bank digital currencies and how it's the end of freedom as we know it. Here's part of that report. We'll come back with the World War III developments.
So, obviously, the plan is to get rid of cash because it's easier, and cash is for criminals, and mandate digital currency. Now, if you think about it for a second, you don't want to hand total control of all your money to people who don't like you, so that's not a good idea, but it's happening anyway. And it's happening because ATMs are disappearing. Oh, okay, no one voted on this, but it's happening anyway. And we've got details next. So if they take away cash and make everything digital, and digital currency is central bank digital currency, obviously you have no power whatsoever. If they don't like what you're doing, they just shut you down and you're impoverished. It just happened in Canada last winter, so we know what the consequences are. We know why they want it. So that couldn't happen, right? Well, we may live to see the day that it does happen. And here's the latest sign that it may be happening. The number of banks and ATM machines in this country are in steep decline. Far fewer than there were just a few years ago. And in some countries like Australia, they're going away at high speed. So this is not something that anyone voted on. This is something that they're just doing, whether you like it or not. So you can say we have cash, but if you can't get cash, then do you really have cash? So where's this going? That's the question we want to assess tonight. And we're going to with Catherine Austin Fitz, who has been monitoring this. She founded the Solari Report. She's also the Assistant Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. And we're happy to have her. Catherine, thanks for coming on. So I think if you put this up to a vote nationally, most people would say, no, yeah, I may not use cash, but I'd like to have cash, because if there's no cash, then I have no control over my life. But it seems like this could be a way to affect the same outcome without a vote.
So, Tucker, the one of the bedrocks of freedom is freedom to do financial transactions, including privately, or freedom to do where you want to do and wherever you want to do. And unfortunately, as the financial system has become more and more digital, you see more and more not only invasive surveillance, but more and more controls. You referred to Canada, perfect example. And the reality, as the financial system gets more controlling and more invasive, it's a little bit like bringing up a corral around us, and CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, and vaccine passports or digital IDs are sort of the last shutting of the gate. It's hard for many people to imagine the risks here because we're so used to living with financial transaction freedom, and we don't understand that when this gate closes on us, we literally will be sitting in a system where the central banks believe that our assets belong to them, and they can dictate where we can spend money and what we can spend money on. The important thing to understand is central bank digital currencies are not currencies. It's a financial transaction control grid, and it gives the ability for the central bankers, and they've said this publicly, the ability to not only set the rules centrally, but enforce the rules centrally. If you don't behave, you can have your money turned off.
You know, you keep hearing people on television say cash is for criminals. Why would you need cash if you're not doing something bad? Why are so few financial journalists pointing out that actually if cash goes away, so does any power you might have had over your own life?
Well, I find a lot more journalists are beginning to understand and are beginning to not only write about this and talk about this, but do documentaries. We just had a new documentary done here out of the Netherlands called State of Control, which does a great job of explaining the invasive nature of this control grid. I think it's very hard for people who've grown up and enjoyed Western liberty and human liberty to imagine literally that we're going into a system where literally our homes, our cars, our communities become digital concentration camps.
All right.
So if you
we're gonna play the full clip and post, and this is posted to Mandot Video, but she is such a smart lady, and warned about this decades ago. And notice, it's all corporate control. It's happening all over the world, but governments aren't the ones doing it. And there's all these articles about, oh, the Davos group at the UN don't have any power. Oh, don't expose them. We'll be covering that coming up as well. Oh, yeah, they got all the power until we realize it and take our power back. Okay? The New World Order's not coming. It's here.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
From enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we are now into hour number two, and for the first day of the hysteria over the Chinese balloons, now they're reporting, floating down over the North Pole from China across the United States from west to east. The media, oh, they're surveilling our missile silos. And the senators are all, they're going to know where our missile silos are. The satellites know all that. It's all been on record. It's all marked. It's public data. That's not what this is for. This is practicing for an EMP attack, and the Chinese have admitted that previously. And the good news is, finally, mainline analysts everywhere are pointing this out. One of these detonated at the right altitude with enough power, using an atomic or hydrogen bomb to drive the EMP, would knock out power in many areas of the country, fry your car, fry your electronics, unless it's in a Faraday cage and protected. Just solar flares, you see what they do. And it was a case in 1918, was it, where they had that big event where power lines melted. There was another event before that just from a solar flare. Well, this is regionally, locally, way more powerful than that. And here's the Pentagon involved in a briefing that just ended a few minutes ago. Here's a few clips of what they had to say.
Our announcement last night regarding the high-altitude surveillance balloon, I'm not going to have much new information to provide other than to say that the North American Aerospace Defense Command continues to monitor it closely. While we won't get into specifics in regards to the exact location, I can tell you that the balloon continues to move eastward and is currently over the center of the continental United States. Ma'am.
Thank you, Pat. You said that this is violating our airspace, so why not take it down?
Yeah, so, you know, clearly as we assess options and considering the size of the payload on this, looking at the potential for debris and the impact on civilians on the ground or property damage, again, running through the various factors and looking at in terms of does it pose a potential risk to people while in the air? And right now, as I mentioned, we assess that it does not pose a risk to people on the ground as it currently is traversing the continental United States. And so out of an abundance of caution, cognizant of the potential impact to civilians on the ground from a debris field, right now we're going to continue to monitor and review options.
And if I may, you mentioned that we've seen this kind of activity before, so why are we sharing this?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big payload. And there's a giant admitted Chinese program, again, to test these out, to later load them with EMP devices. It's one of their main strategic options. They've said they'll use in nuclear war. And look where we are with China and Russia right now. The Pentagon shoots stuff down all the time. And big satellites come into the atmosphere all the time as well. The idea that they're not going to shoot this down when most of the time it was in the middle of nowhere flying over mountains and wilderness is BS in my view. But let's talk to some folks that may know more than I do. We got Eric in Arkansas's Air Force. We got Franklin in Minnesota's Air Force. We got Beowulf in Arizona, who's an engineer for Worldview, and John, who's Air Force. Let's take the calls in the order they're received. First up, let's talk to Eric in Arkansas, Air Force. Eric, what's your view on this?
Yes, sir. Hey, so they're talking about a nuclear payload, and I will say that if they shoot it down, it generally will not explode. I'll give an example. My grandfather was a SAC commander. They had a plane with nuclear bombs on it crashed. Everybody evacuated, and you sit tight because there's, just like on a 500-pound bomb, there's certain things that need things to be set off, like codes, et cetera.
Sure, they got to turn the keys, they got to arm it, they got to get it ready. It's got to detonate perfectly to compact the uranium or plutonium to cause the chain reaction.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and then what? Why they're not shooting it down, I don't know. To me, it doesn't make any sense. They know what it is. They know when it came in. They know everything pretty much about the location and how it came in and everything.
I mean, I agree with you. So you got the puppet Biden, who's basically in the back pocket of the Chi-Coms. His son's an admitted Chinese spy on his own recordings. And so I think they don't want to embarrass the Chi-Coms. They're letting them menace with this. And the president's ordered the Air Force not to shoot it down. And we know Biden's made the decision not to shoot it down. And what's your view on that?
I just retired out of the Air Force, and as I gave in my retirement speech with the FBI, basically not doing anything to the Chinese police stations around the United States and Canada, we've effectively become a vassal state of China.
And they're letting them build giant Huawei towers right next to military bases, even in the middle of nowhere. There's maps, I know you've seen them, it's been on the news, where they're sticking 5G right next to military bases. They're buying farmland right next door to them, even though there's no other 5G in the area, just to be able to spy on everything.
Yeah, that is alarming. And just basic, if you know anything about electronics, and just generally, the radio waves can go through anything. So you just, all you need to do is just open up an electronics handbook, and I'm an amateur radio operator, and you can look at the radio wavelengths, and the more higher concentrated they are, and closer they are together, that's why 5G needs a lot of power, 6G or whatever. They can easily penetrate anything. So that's,
and they can take over devices with it, and they can also fry devices with 5G. So it's a weapon system.
Right. So. You can also look at a popular mechanics magazine. This is back in the 90s. They've had technology for like this for a long time, that I used to subscribe to. And I don't understand. So I don't, like I said, if you're back to the balloon, I don't understand why they're not taking it down. There is no really reason not to. Everybody's afraid. I'm this flabbergasted though. It hasn't been removed. It's much like the U-2 spy plane back under the Soviet Union when that was shot down. It was a simple exchange for people. I don't get it.
Do you know enough about in weapons in the Air Force what they would use to shoot it down? Because I know it's up at 80,000 feet, but our jets can get up to 60,000, easily fire a small missile into it. What do you think the preferred way to take this down, to not damage it too much, so we get the payload and find out what it is?
I don't think there would be a preferred necessarily way.
Do we have projectiles that could be fired from a plane that could, get up another 20,000 feet without using a missile?
Probably. I mean, without saying too much, but yeah, just use your imagination. I'm sure there's definitely something that can easily be used to grab that balloon. Let's say an actual satellite could be.
I'm about to say they've got satellites since the 80s up there that have the pebble weapons, the smart pebble weapons, where it's just the size of the end of your finger, and they fire from space at 30,000 miles an hour, and it takes the balloon out. I mean they're able to shoot ICBMs down. I mean, so they can certainly shoot this balloon down.
Right, and that is exactly to your point. So I don't know why they're not actually doing it. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, if it's going over where they say it's going over, that's like low density population, and like according to like Joel Skousen's report on it's in the perfect place where you would want it to go, like one of the main places that you'd of least value, low density is like in the middle of the Kansas. I hate to say it for the people in Kansas, but I have no idea why.
Well, I appreciate your call, sir. Thanks for getting through. They're now reporting it's changed course, which is the point I made, that most of these balloons and all of the blimps use jets or propellers. And these balloons usually use little jets that kind of like they do in space that can move it into different areas. But now MSN is reporting China spy balloon. Why does the Pentagon shoot it down? And put the other report up, guys. You got up earlier that it's now changed course. We are getting reports that people across the northwest Missouri near Pleasant Hill and the KC Metro are reporting seeing the Chinese surveillance balloon moving southeast. Okay, well, and Canada's reporting another balloon is coming down in a similar trajectory over the North Pole. We'll go to break, and I'm going to come back and get to more of your calls. That was a great caller, but I'm going to try to really accelerate now so nobody has to hold long. So up next is... who's been holding the longest here? Let me see. Up next, we're just going to go to your calls when we come back. So stay with us. Back in just a few minutes. Please share the link, InfoWars.com and Man.Video. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, let's race through your phone calls. I'll appreciate everybody calling in from the Air Force and engineers and others. Let's talk to Beowulf. Says he's an engineer, wants to give a world view on this. Go ahead, Beowulf.
Hey, Miss Alex Jones.
Just yes, sir.
No, for one, we've got a balloon that just launched just east of Denver. It's cruising at 79,000 feet. They don't have any projection or anything that actually translates their motion. Basically, they move up and down in the jet stream to actually control their stuff. Because otherwise, that's just unnecessary weight fuel.
Okay, so you're saying a balloon. This balloon came from China. You're saying another balloon got launched from Denver?
Just east of Denver, yes. It's called Air Corps 3. And it's actually out of,
I know the U.S. launches balloons all the time, and the military does, and so does NOAA, the Federal Government Weather Service, and some of the universities. But I'm talking about the Chinese balloon.
I think it's a PSYOP. I think it's actually the government actually just playing their shenanigans.
Well, I appreciate your view on that. China has taken responsibility for it. And says they have an EMP balloon weapon program. But I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to John in Oklahoma, who's Air Force. John, what's your view on this?
Good morning, Alex. This is John. I was radar air surveillance maintenance. So I took care of all of the air traffic control radar in northern Maine, Japan, and in Oklahoma. Me and a crew, of course. There's a site you might want to go check out. It's called VENTUSKY. It's a university website, and you can go in there, and it gives you information on weather patterns all the way up to 30,000 meters. So if you want to track the direction of the wind, go to this website, VENTUSKY, and then change your search parameters to get what you want. You can locate the jet stream, which direction it's traveling, and how fast. Now, as to radar, let me tell you, if it's in the air, you can see it, with the exception of UFOs. My first duty station was Loring, Maine. If your people want to look up Loring Incident, L-O-R-I-N-G, Incident, that was the base I was stationed at, my first duty station. Your guys in the control room will know me because I send you a lot of emails.
I have heard of the Loring Incident. Tell folks about that.
Well, a friend of mine who was air traffic controller, I can send you a picture of the air traffic control tower we were up in, but he saw UFOs coming in overnight. I was in the radar maintenance, and he called down and said, John, double-check the radar. So I went through and grabbed the oscilloscope, multimeter, spectrum analyzers, the equipment you need to fix this stuff. And the radar was tuned perfectly, and he said, oh, crap. And next day I talked to him, and he said he couldn't talk about it. In other words, the Defense Department had already shut it down. So the UFOs that occurred over Loring were the same type of things that occur over the central United States back in the 60s and 70s. They turned off some of the electronics in our missile silos. Most people don't know that. And most people don't know we have deep underground military bases. Most people don't know our government was taken over in the 50s when Eisenhower brought over the OSS Nazis and put them in the CIA. Our country's been taken over, folks. As simple as that. God is your only option, and I'd like to say a prayer for all your listeners, Alex.
Go ahead.
Dear Lord God in heaven, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I pray that you shine the light of information on these evil people doing corrupt deeds, and that all of Alex's listeners globally would see what's really occurring, and that you would open their eyes and prepare your people for the ultimate fight. I was on the front lines, so are other many military people. Now we're on the front lines helping the civilians. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, John. Thanks for the call. Running through your calls quickly here. Chris in New York, thanks for calling. Air Force, give us your view.
How you doing, Alex? You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, listen, man. I'm sorry, man. I'm not Air Force, okay? Please listen. I'm not Air Force.
Okay, well, they just put it on the screen. It's okay, Chris. We said taking calls from the Air Force or engineers. They made a mistake. It's okay. Go ahead. What's your view?
I just wanted to know, man, listen, I had took the Pfizer vaccine during the summer, and I regret it a lot, like a lot. I was kind of forced to take it. I just want to know, what are some things I can do to detox it from my body?
Again, right. I'm not here's the deal, sir. I appreciate your call. I'll address that later with Mike Adams. I'm not trying to be rude. We're taking calls from Air Force people and engineers. That's what we're taking calls on. Okay? Let's go ahead now and talk to Franklin, Minnesota, and it says Air Force on the screen. Franklin, are you formerly or currently in the Air Force, and what's your view?
Formerly, yes. So that gentleman you spoke to, John, he's pretty much right on the money, if you ask me. So these high-altitude surveillance technologies, they're basically implemented, as far as I know, since 1986. So I don't think it's a weapon, as some of you may feel it is, but it might be loaded with a ton of surveillance systems. Again, I'm really speculating at this point, and I am retired. A lot of things change fast, but it seems to me to be a preemptive reconnaissance exercise, more than likely. Last, I could tell you, like, we call them long endurance multi-intelligence vehicles. They're equipped with night and day video cameras, some communication relays, for ground sensors. They got a ton of airborne surveillance capabilities. That much I can guarantee you. I can speak up to October.
Why would they openly send this over to the U.S. when they already have satellites and they've already got, they're already jacked into the computers, they've already got 5G everywhere?
I would speak, if I were you, I would, in my opinion, and again, I am retired, but this seems to be a type of war game scenario. And my hope is, if I were you, you should look into the Army's long-endurance multi-intelligence vehicles. It relies on a lot of these systems of hybrid hulls, like what the complexity of the hardware that I seem to be observing so far that I know. You should look up probably Mav-6. That was the defense startup that's doing a lot of the integration work. You should look that kind of stuff up. You know, General James Cartwright, the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that's someone you probably should get in touch with. That's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate your call. All right. We're going to go to break. I'm going to go to Kevin, Richard, Neil, and a few others. And then Mike Adams is in studio. We'll get his take on this. But he's got big news on all the different announcements that they're putting bugs in the food, not just in Europe, but here. And it's just showing up on the packages. Just like Tucker Carlson said, the European Union and the Davos Group calls for getting rid of cash. And suddenly all these restaurants and stores and businesses all over the place won't take it. They're pulling out the ATMs everywhere. Four total controls ahead of the end of the dollar as we know it and the new central bank digital currencies. We'll talk about that with Mike Adams as well. But we're going to go to break and come right back with Richard, Kevin, Neil, Bill, and a few others. And then Mike Adams will be in studio. I am planning to do a live show tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central. That'll be simulcast at Infowars.com/show and available to our radio and TV affiliates, but it's out of a new studio I built that's separate from Infowars. And you can find out more about that at AlexJonesLive.com. AlexJonesLive.com. I'll be live tomorrow, 1 p.m. Central, commercial free for 2 hours. I talk a lot about the great successes Infowars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Now, I'm going to shift gears out of the balloon. When Mike Adams gets in here, we'll get his brief take on that. We're going to cover the waterfront. On all the poison shot news that's massive, it just gets bigger every day. The WEF and damage control, how they're taking over all the major systems, that's coming up with Mike Adams in the studio, and he brought his amazing German police dog here. I guess a Belgian Malamute, if I'm pronouncing that right. So he said he had a surprise today. He's got the dog here, and he's got a bunch of images and photos, too, of what they found at their lab is in the food now. They're putting bug parts in a lot of the food already here. People are at the store noticing it and seeing it. It's crazy, but it's all about their agenda of control. WF didn't have any power, but they say you will eat the bugs 3 years ago, and suddenly you will eat the bugs one way or another. Let's go to the order. Your calls are received here on the surveillance balloon, weapons platform balloon, you name it, EMP delivery system balloon. Let's talk to Richard, engineer on the balloon and satellites. Go ahead, Richard. From South Carolina.
Hallelujah. Shalom.
Welcome, sir.
But Alex, yeah, I'm calling to tell you I've done some extensive research with hydrogen and helium, and there is a helium shortage across the world and America. It's because majority of the weather balloons that are up there or satellites are actually weather balloons. And once you go up high enough, they'll stay stationary because they're out of the jet stream. And this thing, either it was an accident where it had a fault and it fell down too far into the jet stream and then started wandering into our area, or the government itself has done something to do a false flag or something along those lines. That's what I'm thinking, because they've been doing this for years, but satellite communications, there's PBS that did a story some years ago where they basically gave internet up and down the west coast of Africa by these weather balloons. They have them go up in the air in the jet stream. They go up the coast of Africa. They lower them, and they come back down, and they're giving them all 3G, 2G signals down there to provide satellite communications for them. So for this balloon to be Chinese to come all the way in our territory, either it had a fault, had a leak, and it started coming down. And once that happens, if they have nowhere to land it, it goes rogue, or they lost communication with it.
Well, and aren't these usually at 80,000 feet or higher? They're saying it's at 60,000 feet. That would add to your theory that it's malfunctioning.
Yes, because these weather balloons, like I said, there's on the video they showed where they actually make them at the this place in America where once they blow them up, they're like the size of Texas Stadium there. You know, they're gigantic, and you can they have to go up pretty high. You know, so
absolutely. Thank you, Richard. Great points. We've got to move quickly to everybody. Let's go now to Neil in Arizona. You're on the air, Neil. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I don't see why, if they really wanted to bring this balloon down, they couldn't punch holes in it. You know, shoot a round or two through it, get it to slowly come down, and then once it got closer to the ground, shadow this thing with an Apache helicopter, and then bring it down quickly and turn the balloon into Swiss cheese and just set it on the ground someplace where it's uninhabited and not damage the payload, and then they would be able to inspect it. I mean, that would make sense to me, doesn't it, you?
That is absolutely what should be done.
You know, they could have had this thing down a long time ago if they really wanted it down without putting a missile into it.
Instead, they're using it as a pretext to not have Blinken go to China. That's a very interesting point.
Absolutely, Alex. And I'm glad to talk to you. And thank God for KTOX Radio in Needles, California, for carrying your show.
That affiliate's been picking us up off and on for 20 years.
Yes, it has. And I've been with them for 20 years listening to them. And it's great. It's really great.
Well, support that affiliate, sir, and thanks for the call. Hate to cut off all these great callers, but I got to tell everybody here because Mike Adams is coming in. We're going to go to Kevin in Pennsylvania, Air Force, then Bill in Colorado. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So we all know what the globalists want. They want world war. They want depopulation. They want to bring in the new world order system. We know, like the last caller said, they can bring this down if they wanted to. So this is obviously being done intentionally. So what I think may happen is that they may line these balloons up. You had that path, the map before. And you said there's another balloon coming up. So they may be launching more balloons. They may line them up. While they're lining them up, they could be thinking about, okay, we're having this conversation on the ground, what it is, keep the people guessing, what's going on, blah, 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 saying that they're looking into it, yada, yada. Once the balloons are lined, they could then detonate the EMP devices on them, if that's what it is. But because we know now that the globalists have control of these different countries to some extent, maybe not so much Russia. And
there's definitely back channels, exactly. You can't, when China has said we'll use balloons to deliver EMPs, you have to shoot it down now to see what it is.
Yeah, they want a world war between these three superpowers. So they're going to almost let something happen to be used as cover to go further down that list you were reading off of before.
I agree with you.
So I think it's intentional. So I hope they don't detonate it because, welcome to the Stone Age.
Well, that's the thing is that, and I read 20 articles earlier where China admits that they've got balloons with EMP weapons on them. And so the fact is it's in our airspace. It needs to be shot down, and we need to know what's on board, but Biden isn't letting that happen. Thank you for the call, sir. Great points, Kevin. Bill in Colorado, also Air Force and airline pilot. Give us your view.
A couple things I wanted to point out. Lots of great callers so far. You know, I think overall it's a reflection of just badness to come. And what I could see happening is if you get an adversary accustomed to these balloons floating over and the government doesn't do anything, you know, they could say reconnaissance balloons or whatever, and then eventually they do send the ones with EMPs on them.
Exactly. And we got Chinese military bases and Chinese Huawei and Chinese communist police stations. It's all just normal.
Right. And then they finally attack you. And overall, basically, bottom line is it's an act of war to float any kind of aircraft over another country like this.
Exactly. Because if it was rogue, if it did malfunction, they'd say, sorry, it malfunctioned. Shoot it down if you want. But no, they don't want that.
Yeah. But I think the WEF comments from the guy before were exactly right on. They want a conflict and... That's all I got, though, pretty much.
But I agree with you. Look at Russia. Look at the talk of nuclear war. Look at the escalation going on. And then now, magically, the Pentagon tells us about this balloon because the public can see it. And so are the Chinese sending it down lower so we see it, or is it malfunctioning? Regardless, what do you do when there's a stray dog that has rabies, his thumb at the mouth? You shoot it. And so we need to find out what it is. It's in our property. It's in our backyard. They need to shoot it down, but they're not shooting it down, claiming they care. It might hurt somebody. Give me a break.
Plus, it's demoralizing. It's more demoralization.
Yeah, your borders are open. Drag queen story time. We're taking your pipelines away. We're taking your gas stoves away. We're taking your fireplaces away. We're taking your cash away. We're going to make you eat bugs. It's all demoralization.
Exactly. 100%.
Incredible points, Bill. Thank you. Amazing callers. Glad we got you all in. Thanks for calling. I do my best to get everybody on when we cover special topics. Mike Adams is loaded for bear. He said he had a surprise. I thought it was the microscope photos of bug parts and food. It's that, too. But he brought this beautiful police dog with him. So that's going to be going on here as well. Coming up next segment. Please remember, I'm very thankful to all of you. I'm very humble. And I ask you to keep us on air. God keeps me very humble by always keeping me right in the red and the black the last few years. We're barely going into the black right now. Thanks to all your support. Let's keep it going. Plus, we got great products you need. We got a big sale that ends on Monday. There's a bunch of these great supplements that empower your life and boost your immune system are about to sell out. So if you want to get vitamin D3 gummies, super high quality with calcium, 50% off, ending soon, selling out. X7 Diet Force, natural diet pill with no stimulants that really helps clean you out and makes you lose weight, 40% off. 1776 Testosterone Boost, number one national seller, Rebel private label, 40% off. That's ending soon. Pain MD, 40% off, amazing. That's ending soon. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off, that's ending soon. And we have the Ultimate Bone Broth. It is the best brand out there with a big dose of chaga mushroom and a bunch of other stuff, not just the concentrated chicken broth, but still good for your joints and bones. A big dose of high-quality turmeric. It is updated, even stronger than the last one we had, and it's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Thank you all for your support. Mike Adams is coming in.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
There is a giant crackdown that even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the internet and communicating with each other. Just like communist China.
I'm here to expose this fraud. I'm here. Just like in Congress has hearings about me, I go there. And I get in their face and I expose the truth, and that's what I'm going to do.
We had over 40 million subscribers on Apple. That was our biggest thing with my three podcasts. Those were all banned.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
The next chapter in humanity's fight for liberty starts now at AlexJonesLive.com.
Well, the balance of this segment, of the entire third hour, probably some of the fourth, the great health ranger, Mike Adams, one of the smartest people out there when it comes to understanding currently what's happening, the past and the future, is here with us. And he's broken a big story at naturalnews.com that we will put on screen. It's dealing with bug parts in the food. Eat More Bugs exclusive. Natural News releases high magnification cricket snack, cricket flour, and cricket whole cricket microscope photos from the lab. We'll post the full article also on InfoWars.com, but wherever you go, naturalnews.com or InfoWars.com, share it, because this is about the control. Oh, you will take shots. You will eat bugs. You will drink sewage water. You will have drag queen story time. You will get rid of cash. People say the WEF, the New World Order, doesn't have any power. There's an article in the Telegraph about it. What do you mean they don't have power? It's the corporate global governance. We'll be talking about that next hour and how the whole program to demoralize us and make us eat bugs that are so toxic and all the studies causing cancer and the chitin shell. But, Mike, you've also brought this. You said he had another surprise, this gorgeous German police dog you've got, or this Belgian Malamute, if I'm pronouncing that right, is here with you as well, co-hosting with us today. And so I'm excited about that. So I want to get into just the huge vaccine news breaking, the Chinese surveillance, or it could be EMP, dry run, they're even admitting, balloon, and so much more in this segment, kind of a grab bag of ideas, and then we'll get into the big topics next hour.
Well, thanks for having me here, Alex. It's great to be here. And this guy's name's Rhodey, and he's a Belgian Malinois, and I'm his foster parent currently.
Not a Malamute, a Malinois.
Malinois, yeah. And he was about to be picked up by the German military. Oh, there's footage of his attack. I call that canine artillery right there. He's quite an attack dog. He's been through a lot of super aggressive military and police training. The German police were about to get him, and so I decided to bring him to the U.S. And I've had him only for a couple of months, kind of trying to chill him out a little bit, socialize him. And he's been good here so far today. You know, he's been good with you and others. But he is ready to just rock and roll at any moment. And he's got a vertical jump height that's crazy. It's like, you know, the dog world version of Michael Jordan.
What's his name again?
Rhodey.
Rhodey.
Yeah.
How you doing, Rhodey?
He's doing good. But he's got a little separation anxiety. Doesn't want to be alone. And he wants to climb up on your desk. Actually.
Well, I don't mind if he's... Go ahead, let him up there.
Want him up here? All right, here we go. Place. There we go. He's checking out your news.
Rhodey, how you doing?
Doing good. Here we go. Come on. Place. Yeah, good boy. Good boy.
Listen to that.
It's kind of a purr that he does.
Yeah, I don't know if I came over petting. It's kind of like...
No, he's got this kind of friendly purr growl thing that he does. But one of the things I want to mention that's crazy with the bugs is they're trying to feed dogs insect protein as dog food.
Oh, that's so weird.
Now, which would be, I think, very bad.
And by the way, this isn't an opinion. There's literally hundreds of studies with the chitin shell. Is that the right name of it?
Yeah, chitin, exactly.
What it does to you?
Exactly. Come on.
We are not insectivores.
Please, yeah. Come on. You can do it. Come on. Yeah. Well, he'll do it shortly.
It's okay. He loves Daddy. Look at that.
Come on. I want to show him something other than his rear end to the camera.
It's okay.
Come on. Here we go. Let's go. Let's go. Off. Yeah. Good boy. There we go. Made the transition. So
he's doing good.
Yeah. But you need a dog like this, Alex.
I do.
He could be quite a protector. You know, have him in your vehicle, and he's going to bond to you. This guy's bonded to me in a short order. I may end up being his permanent, you know, parent here. But he'll bond to you. He'll protect you. He'll, you know, protect your family. And
well, you got him. You better be his daddy now.
Well, he certainly thinks so. I thought it was only going to be a temporary thing, but more and more, I can't let him go. You know. So anyway, that training video that they played earlier, can you guys post that again?
Yeah, show the training video with the dog. This is him. This is Rhodey.
Give him the command, and he just throws himself at the enemy. And he, you see, he's airborne. He throws his entire weight at your chest, and then he rips your arms off. And he does that without any regard for his own safety or health. And he won't let go until you bring him off. I had to run up there and give him the off command and take him off and basically pull him off that guy. But that's a tip-top canine. They have a that guy right there, Michael, he runs a place in Houston now that does dog training for every day, like regular dogs. But he agreed to come out and put on that suit to do a little training with Rhodey here.
That's awesome. We can talk about the dog. You know, speaking of dogs, I happen to have a meme that's very popular here. There's a in the Canadian Parliament, Trudeau said, no, we're going to teach mentally ill people it's good to let the government kill them. So we have the new Canadian therapy dog. It's a golden lab with a noose in its mouth.
Great.
There to help you kill yourself. But I don't think Rhodey's going to do that to us, is he?
No, he's cool. He's actually doing perfectly fine in your studio with all the lights and everything. He just wants to be cuddled, you know.
If you don't want him, I'll take him.
he's a good dog to have around. But anyway, he's just going to hang out while we talk about other stuff. We got all the insect photos to talk about. Did you want to get into the balloon issue, or where do you want to go?
I mean, there's so much to hit. I mean, the listeners all know about the poison shot and what's happening. But I had a caller call in. Getting in was only Air Force callers about the balloon. He said, what do I do? I took the shots. I want to know how to detox. You talk a lot about that. I've had a lot of medical doctors on. The good news is there's some mitigating things. Even if you got COVID and have a spike protein growing, or the shots we know are far worse, just real fast in a few minutes, what are the things that are out there easily to mitigate and knock out the spike protein?
Well, one of the interesting studies that we covered recently was this combination of bromelain and acetylcysteine, which is found in the supplement NAC, N-acetylcysteine. Plus bromelain in the study, which was an in vitro study, found to cause the unfolding of the spike protein. And when you change the morphology of the spike protein, then it changes. It can no longer infect your body's cells. So that's interesting research that I think should be done in, you know, in vivo, in live patients. But it looks like there are a lot of natural supplements. You know, you've talked about vitamin D and zinc and quercetin and the zinc ionophores and so on. There are so many things that can be.
What does the ivermectin do? Because I've seen the doctors have said that mitigates the spike protein growing in you.
I think the basic mechanism of ivermectin is to stop viral replication or slow it down significantly so that it's not just taking over your body and it's giving your immune system a chance to catch up. So the people that have been on ivermectin, I think the studies show about an 80% reduction in hospitalization or something close to that. And that's why they tried to take ivermectin away from us. You know, they tried to dismiss it.
By the way, next time you come, which should be more often in studio, you got to bring. Oh, you're not getting rid of Rhodey, okay?
Okay, all right. You hear that, Rhodey? You happy about that? Break. Yeah. Break means playtime.
So you don't want to say the attack word.
No, we don't want to say that. But
is that in German?
No, well, I don't know what language it is.
But it's like a gun, though. You need to, is there a thing to like, oh. Sorry, you fell off a chair. We'll do it in a minute. Is there a way to take him off safety, and then is there multiple terms?
There's just one. Well, actually, he was trained to guard prisoners. So there's a guard command where he follows a prisoner that's being transferred, and he yaps at them and kind of nips at their feet. And if the prisoner moves away from the line, then he attacks them and rips their legs.
So it's a herding.
Yes, but he herds humans. And I didn't want to see him end up in Germany attacking innocent civilians who are protesting the corrupt German government.
Basically. Wow, so they're training dogs here to be sent to Germany. We'll be
trained in Europe.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, okay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.